what's it called? Huddle?
You should see. I invited you to a hangout.
That's good. All right. So let me go do that, and we'll see what happens if the computer gods are smiling at me.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
See ya. Bye. Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Jash, Barry J, and Barty. Tonight, hey buddy, got a Google Plus invite? Apple releases Final Cut Pro 10. Why does everybody hate it? And the last space shuttle launches. All that and more on Late Night QRM. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire, here's Jash, Barry J, and Barty! Well, welcome to show number 27 here at the southwest corner of beautiful New Hampshire. And I'm Barry J.
I'm Jash.
And I'm Barty.
Barty. Barty's from upstate. What would you call that?
Central New York. The Tug Hill region specifically.
Central New York?
Yeah. I'm about an hour north of Syracuse, in the woods.
Out in the woods. In the sticks.
Yeah, just Google the Tug Hill Plateau and it'll tell you that we get the highest snowfall per capita in the U.S. Outside of the Rockies.
Wow. Matter of fact, it just finished melting. Oh, there's Josh.
Damn, you're looking good, dude.
Okay, if you're wondering what we're doing, somehow I got into Google Plus, which is the new social networking tool.
Somehow means he bribed somebody.
Google came out with it. And then I invited all these guys, and we all got in. And so they have one feature on Google Plus, which is called a hangout. You can set up a hangout, and people can come join you, and it's basically video chat. And so although we're not streaming the video right now yet, maybe we'll learn how to do that later. We are sitting here looking at each other. And instead of using Skype, and you know how we love Skype so much, we decided to try the beta version of the Hangout for Google Plus, and it's working quite well.
You know, that's awesome.
You know, Jash, I have to tell you that headset that you have on right now makes you look like you have hair on the sides.
Oh, right here. Well, you know, I've been putting on some special shampoo and see if I can get something to happen, you know.
Well, I think that crap is working. I'd stick with it.
I've got to say that Jash is using a crappy microphone, so he sounds a little tinny tonight.
It's a World of Warcraft microphone. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm on a laptop over Wi-Fi, and I think we're doing pretty doggone good, all things considered.
Yeah, considering you got two kids there, both probably on the Wi-Fi, and your wife busy
World
on...
World of Warcrafting on the other one. Yeah, oh, no, so. When someone else is watching internet TV with the Roku to boot.
Oh, really? You got pretty good bandwidth then.
Yeah, it hasn't collapsed yet.
You ruined your family's life for this show.
So, we have to say welcome back to Barty. He finally made it to another show. He's
Yeah, that's true.
He's we may have to switch nights sometime. We have to figure out because Sundays is tough for him to make. So we want to see him on more often. So
absolutely.
Well, you know, it wasn't so bad when we started on time and ended on time, but when we started to slide and start later and end later, that's when it became an issue.
We didn't start at 7 o'clock tonight?
Oh, for crying out loud. I couldn't help it, okay?
Two out of three were here, Josh.
We all know where this is going now.
Yeah, it's a dump on Josh, man. I can see it now.
Yes, it is. Because I'm always, you know, 5 minutes. I'll be 5 minutes late for my own funeral.
Well, you know, Elizabeth Taylor was.
At least, it's about 15 years late.
No, she had it in one of her final wishes, but that she wanted to arrive late to her funeral, so they honored her wishes and actually brought her there late.
You're kidding, really?
Totally.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Oh, man.
Hollywood types, you know?
Jeez. Well, if you're wondering where Michael is... Michael, the virtual Ooper, is on a cruise from Boston to Montreal, and it's the Lake Wobegon cruise. He's cruising with his mother, and so he said, oh, he found out, he was all excited, he found out there was Wi-Fi on board, and I don't know how often he's been on a cruise, but I've known several people have taken a cruise recently. I said, yeah, see if that's free Wi-Fi or you pay for it. I got an email from him and it was like, oh yeah, you gotta pay for it, it's like 75 cents a minute. Because I won't be making the show. He was gonna try,
that is an insane amount of money. Yeah,
he was gonna try to join us from the ship, but That's not going to happen. I said, well, if you can record some audio and throw some via email when you're on shore.
Yeah, MP3 saying, whoa! Yeah,
but, yeah, we'll have to see. But he's off in enjoying himself with a little vacation, a little break. And
everyone needs one.
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll have lots of stories coming from him and the cruise. So, weather here has been absolutely gorgeous. Of course, I'm on the last day of my 3-for-9er week. And it's been a very nice, nice, relaxing week. And that good time off. And the weather's been excellent. I think we only had one day where it really rained pretty hard. And it was only toward the end of the day going into the evening. So, you know, the days were fine. And nights are cool.
I knew what he was going to do with that. I just heard him breaking into a poem.
Yeah, really quick. Stop him before he grabs his guitar.
Exactly. Kumbaya, my lord.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, don't let that happen.
So,
we've had pretty similar weather here. Most of our rain has been at night, which is kind of convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to have everything watered when you're not doing anything. But, I was able to get the yard mowed today, so I was pretty happy. I took a lot of time off, as you did. I was going on travel for a couple of weeks, and then I took the few days off between July 4th and my Friday off. Mm-hmm. So I've had a long stretch of days off. I haven't been in the office in almost a month now. It's been great.
Wow.
Except my wife has been working the crap out of me. We've got all brand new shelves in the basement. We've got all kinds of new trim up in the kitchen. And things like that. I mean, it looks great, but my God, I want to go back to work and relax.
That's too much. Yeah, we went up on Wednesday. Wednesday was it? Let's see, Thursday. Thursday. My wife and I decided to take a little. Of course, this was a staycation, and actually, she had to work most of the week last week. But Thursday, we decided, you know, we've lived here now for 14 years, and we've never been to the top of Mount Washington. So we decided to take that trip, and got some, you can get tickets for the Cograil right online now. And so we got tickets, and we said, well, we might as well do the Cograil. They have a Cograilway that goes up the to the summit of Mount Washington. And for those that may not be know about Mount Washington, it's the tallest peak in New Hampshire, part of the White Mountains, and it also has the worst weather in the continental U.S.
That's true. I think it's like the highest peak east of the Appalachian Mountains, right?
I believe it is. Yeah, and when we went up, well, let's say at the base of the Cog, it was like a pleasant like 82 degrees. And it was sunny, and we got on the train, and when we got up to the top, the winds were 55 miles an hour, and the temperature was 52 degrees, but it felt like 40 or something with the wind. So you bring a jacket with you. And so the Cog railway is it's a train that used to be all steam, but they're switching over to diesel trains now. But it's basically a cart, and they can take about 70 people up. It's a cog, so there's a, you know, a cog and a, I guess, a gear that that's on the train, and it pushes you up this track, and it's been around since 1867, I'm going to say, 68, something like that. It's neat, because in some places you're going up a 35% grade, a degree, I guess it is, 35 degree grade. Mm-hmm. And when you get on the train, the seats are slanted downward, and so when you're sitting there waiting to go, of course you're trying to stay on the seat because you're sliding forward. But then once you start climbing the mountain, the seats level out. But
almost like they knew, huh?
Yeah, so it's really a neat trip. It was worthwhile. You can also hike up, obviously, and you can also drive up. There's the Mount Washington Auto Trail. And yeah. The Cog Rail was worth doing. It takes you about 40 minutes to get up there. Then they give you an hour up at the summit, and then 40 minutes back down. So it's not too bad. I think next time we'll drive up, just to say that we've driven up and you can spend more time up at the top. And I think there's some lookouts on the way up, too, that you can stop and look. But literally, you're in the clouds up there, too, because it was kind of interesting, because it was like, okay, these clouds are blowing by, and all of a sudden you'd be able to see everything because the cloud blew by, and then another cloud would come in, you'd be in dense fog for a couple of minutes, and then it would blow through and you'd see the view again. So it was a neat trip, and if you ever make it to New Hampshire, yeah, go up to the summit of Mount Washington. I want to take my Prius up. Oh, go ahead.
It's kind of ironic. I grew up there, and I never really took the opportunity to enjoy that. Really kind of neat seeing your pictures that you posted.
Yeah, I posted some on Facebook and also on Google Plus, which is the new social. So,
the new and better and improved social media.
That's right. Yes, and it is
which I was going to say, not to interrupt you there, but for those who have listened to all five of them, who know how much I don't do social media. Here I am doing it. It's that good.
That's pretty good, Jeff.
If you want a description of it, I guess the way I would describe it is if you take Twitter and you take Facebook and you take email and you take Skype and you take all that stuff and throw it into one package.
Jam it in.
And put a really nice GUI, graphical user interface to it. That's easy to learn, and it starts out private, and you become as public as you want. That's what this tool is. And Google, I think it's in beta, and you have to get an invitation right now, and then they only open joining for a couple hours a day. I think they're lengthening that time now. It seems like it's several hours. Now, for a while, it seemed like it was between 5 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or so that they were allowing people to join up. But it still requires an invitation. I don't know when the plans are to open it up to the public. But it is really nice. They have a thing called Circles, which is a way for you to organize your family and friends. And for example, what we're using right now is I created a circle called Late Night QRM, and I only have Barty, Michael, and Josh in this circle, and so they're the only ones that can, if I post to the Late Night QRM circle, they're the only ones that get the messages. I started a hangout for Late Night QRM. They're the only ones that can join. Of course, you can open it up to the public if you want, or you can create all these different circles, and you can put, you know, you can sort your friends, sort your family. You know, you have complete control on who your messages go to, and and you can have the same person in multiple circles. So it's really well thought out, and this is just the beta. And for the beta, I'm thinking, this is pretty good alone, just for the beta. When they start adding new features and things, this is going to probably go a long way.
I think you're right. I think one of the most interesting facts about the whole process is that Google is taking the exact opposite approach of Facebook and putting privacy and protection of your personal information first, as opposed to Facebook that pretty much said everything goes and you got to go out of your way to make things private and personal to yourself.
Right. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
That's one of the gripes I have about Facebook is you have to go through, like, you know, 200 settings to try to lock it down so that only you and your friends have access to your information. I mean, it goes right down to, like, all those games that they offer on there and some of the groups that you can join. You have to agree to let those games and those groups have full access to your personal information in order to use them.
That's just wrong.
I agree. That's why I don't play any games on Facebook anymore. You know, I finally weaned myself off the menace of Farmville and dropped all games and groups and things. And all I do on Facebook is just talk to friends and family.
And the other thing too, I'm sorry, I was typing into the show notes.
How dare you?
I'm trying to keep the show notes up to date. One of the things with Facebook was, yeah, you can turn off all the automatic public stuff, make it more private. But the problem I found was is trying to find it. It's not very intuitive, and you get down into your settings, and it's like, geez, you got to dig and dig and dig. As a matter of fact, most of the time they come up with something new, and they automatically turn it on for everybody. And next thing you know, somebody's up on Facebook saying, hey, if you don't want this option, here's how you do it. And it's like a paragraph on how to get down to the setting and turn it off.
Yeah, I have the same gripe. So. And I think that's one of the big pluses with Google Plus is that they have the exact opposite approach. You know,
right.
They want to come from it like this is your type of environment, and you decide what you want to do with it, which is the way it should be. You know, it's an opt-in as opposed to an opt-out kind of situation.
Exactly. Genius words spoken right there.
Right. I haven't hardly ever heard anybody say that about anything I've said.
Come on. It's because all the rest of them are too dumb to recognize genius words when they hear them.
Huh? Well, then, let's get more beer. That always seems to go over.
Another genius comment, you know? How can you go wrong?
But so this is the first experiment with Hangout, Google Plus Hangout, and so far, I've got to say, I'm impressed. It sounds really well. Really well, really good.
It's good well.
Good well. I think this may be our tool preference from now on because, you know, we're all kind of nervous about Skype since Microsoft bought them and what they're going to do. Charge you for every little thing, probably.
This Sith will take over.
Yes. And, of course, now the other announcement that happened this week was that Facebook now has Skype interface to it, so you can just pick one of your friends and start video chatting with them, but only one person at a time.
Interesting. Because, another reason to get away from Skype.
Right, where the beta version of the Hangout here allows up to 10 people in the video chat.
That's so, you could have a video conference. That's really cool.
Right, right. And it's free.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. So this is I could see this being this is one of the Google hits, I think. The past couple of things, Buzz was a miss, Wave was a miss, but I think this one's up there with when Gmail first came out.
Yeah.
Well, Buzz wasn't so bad. The biggest problem with Buzz was the way they released it. you know, the way it just kind of like popped out on everybody.
Right.
And everybody scrambled around to kind of adjust things.
And they also did the Facebook type thing where they made everybody public. You know, everybody in your phone or in your Gmail.
On your Gmail.
Yeah, was automatically signed up or included, and it's like whoa, I want to control that.
I one of the things I remember you telling me about that, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it was a scenario where if you I shop, you know, on eBay, and you're talking to virtually a complete stranger, say selling a book that you're looking for, you want to ask them a question, you email them one time from your Gmail account to inquire about a question, and it would automatically add them as a friend to your Google Buzz. It's like, I don't know this person from a hole in the wall,
right?
But it would, but because I sent one email from my Gmail, it automatically added them,
right?
And that's why I stayed away from it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure that was something that worked really well from within Google, but once you got out to the real world, it was a whole totally other matter.
And I think that was their problem, and they even admitted it, is the fact that they loved it inside of Google, but then again, nobody was worried about who was talking to who in Google. You know, the environment they were working in was local, and it was...
controlled.
Controlled, yeah. And so... as soon as you put it out into the real world, it's like, whoa, I don't want Sears following me on Buzz.
because you ordered a 42-inch mower deck belt, now they're part of your Buzz account, friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I don't want the Blue Moon following me, and... sorry, that's a local joke here. it's a local... strip joint.
Gentlemen's club.
Gentlemen's club.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, really.
So, but anyway, so this is Google Plus, and it's excellent. So if you can get an invite and get yourself on, because it's
definitely
really
it's worth it.
Let's see. I will continue on with the note here. Apple released Final Cut Pro, and everybody hates it.
Well, I've been reading.
And
it was such a major departure from the previous version that they just couldn't grok with it.
Right. It was like they significantly cut the price of it, and... so it's like $299, I think, now. But it's a continuation of, what's it called? I can't think of the name of it. The one that comes on iMovie. They said it's just like a continuation of iMovie with more stuff on it. So all the professionals are really not happy with it at all. And at first, Apple said, well, too bad. their thinking being that, we may lose the professionals, but we're going to gain a whole bunch of amateurs and sell more of them to the amateur group. I think now they're coming around. They're saying, well, we're going to add that stuff back. But I think their idea and the release of this was too soon, and they should have waited until they had at least everything, all the different packages that they had inside the last version of Final Cut Pro. It should at least have matched that and moved on from there. So,
I think you're right. I mean, if you're going to come out with an update to a product, you should still maintain all the previous functionality and just add more features on top of it, as opposed to just, you know, getting rid of things that you thought were extraneous. Because, you know, people have been buying this stuff for a while, and they might not think that it's so much extraneous as you do.
Right. I think this has really left a bad taste in a lot of the professionals' mouth, and I could see a lot of them moving over to Adobe, or matter of fact, Adobe. Adobe last week offered a half price discount on their package for disgruntled Final Cut Pro users.
No kidding. They specifically spelled that out.
Yes, they did.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's ingenious marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, that. So we'll see what Apple does, and of course we're all anxiously. Well, most of us are anxiously waiting for Lion to come out. I can think of one particular person that isn't.
Really? Who's that?
I don't know. Some guy with a tinny voice right now.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take a Lion sticker and put it on my laptop here. See, I have Lion too. So, neener.
Rumors are it may be out this week. I heard rumors of the 14th.
Well, I'll sleep better. All things in time. You know what? I finally got to see your Mac Mini this weekend for the first time ever. I absolutely fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I can see what all the hubbub is about. That's for sure.
Well, you know, they're not that expensive.
Oh, yeah. This is true. All in good time.
It's amazing how well such a little box, you know, will work.
Yeah, it's incredible. You can't hear it run. It just, well, I sound like an Apple fanboy. It just works.
Well, you know what? I've got one of their tower cases, one of their Mac Pros, and you can hardly hear that running. When I turn on my my HP tower, I mean, my God, you can hear that thing throughout the house.
It sounds like a Harrier fans
than the Mac Pro has.
Really? Now, I didn't know that about the Mac Pros, that they were quiet.
Oh, yeah, they're very quiet. They're quieter than the G5s were. That's what this replaced was, the G5.
Ah, okay. Wow.
Harry, what's up?
The G5s are pretty quiet.
Yeah. I've got an old, what was it?
It's a G something.
G4, I think, or something. It was like the, but the only, it was quiet until one of the fans went bad.
Yeah, I have one of those G4s. Yeah. I think they look so really cool that I can't bear to part with it.
It does look cool. It's got a neat case to it.
With that acrylic across the top?
Say what?
It's got like an acrylic clear handle on the front of it or something like that, or on the top of it.
All four corners, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really neat, and it's so simple to get into it, too. I mean,
I know. I like how you drop that side down, and the motherboard's right there in front of you.
Right.
It's really cool.
Exactly. And it's so easy to add disk drives. And you know, it was a really, you know, when you consider when those things came out, that was a truly innovative. Design, and that everybody copied, as usual.
Well, they tried.
Yeah.
I mean, most PCs still have wires snaking all over the place on the inside of their cases.
That's true.
You look at the Mac Pro, and there's not a wire anywhere. Everything plugs into the backplane. All the hard drives, like mine has got bays for four hard drives, and I've got them all full. There's a tray that you mount the hard drive to, and it connects to the backplane, and, you know, there's just no wires anywhere. Even if you want to add memory, the dual CPU memory tray slides out so you can change your memory out. I mean, no. It's just so simple and easy to operate and work on.
Jeez. That's so cool.
Yeah.
What am I still working on all these crappy computers for then?
Because they're cheap.
Because
they're cheap.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I've literally taken half a dozen of them out of the people's trash and put them back to life.
Yeah. Key word is you took them out of people's trash. Why did they throw them out?
Because they don't know the fact that they get a stupid little virus in the machine. Oh, it must be bad. Throw it out in our disposable income world and buy another one.
Virus?
No. Yes. Well, just put the right software in.
What is this virus that you speak of?
Oh, here we bring it
nasty now. Another problem that happens with PCs, especially if you play games on your PC, it seems like every 6 months there's a new game that comes out that exceeds the capability of your graphics card. So you got to go through and get a new graphic card to play the new game, which of course conflicts with something else that you've got in your system. Some of your software won't work with the new graphics card. Uh-huh. So you got to try to get new drivers and patches to get that crap to work. And it's just like an ongoing thing. You know, I've quit playing games on PCs. That's why I first went out and bought an Xbox 360 and a PS3, because, like, screw it. All the games are going to play on these two boxes, and that's it.
On game machines. Exactly. I've been saying that all along. Play games on consoles built for gaming.
Yeah. Well, in the past, the game consoles weren't as powerful as PCs. Yeah.
Right.
But the 360 and the PS3 have a modified version of the G5 processor in them. They've got like a 3-core G5 processor in them. So, you know, Apple's G5 lives on. They're all IBM-created chips. And interestingly enough, Sony worked with IBM to develop the chip first, and Microsoft came by and... I don't want to say they stole or copied, but they got a similar design from IBM.
Borrowed it. Oh, hey, are you guys doing anything with these drawings over here? Yeah. I need a really big post-it note. I'm just going to take these drawings and I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah,
the one thing that Microsoft did right with the 360 was that even though you have to pay for it, they built up an awesome online gaming environment. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's like $50 a year, but it is so well organized and so slick that even a dumbass teenager can get online and play stupid games with people and be an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, whereas the PS3, you have to know a little bit about where to find things, and you have to know where to find hunt around on the internet to find the game servers that you want to connect to. Because it's not anywhere near as organized as Microsoft. Because everything on the 360 all goes through their online environment.
Hmm. You know, Barty, I don't want to say it's been a long time since you've been on one of our podcasts here. But
you don't talk about gaming systems anymore?
No. But you do realize that, remember the last time we talked about and you were on? And I was asking a lot of questions? I do own an Xbox 360 now.
Well, I've got both systems. We'll have to try to hook up and play some games together.
I know. We're trying to get Josh to get one that he can hook up to.
Josh has got to buy a clean machine.
Josh, an Xbox 360 is more advanced than your average PC.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. But both of my Xbox 360s, let's say, have been custom modified.
Which means he's going to get thrown off if he comes online. And never allowed to play again.
not under that gamer tag.
All you have to do is go down to the GameStop and pick up another one, you know, for
$99. I know, and because I don't even need the new one. I just need one that's not customized.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is buying it from GameStop. Yeah, buying a used one, you get a better warranty than you do from buying a new one from Microsoft. GameStop will take care of it if you have problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry was the one who taught me that one, because both of the ones that I have, I bought from, you know, Wally World when they were on sale. And
actually, it was Barty that taught us that. Last time we talked about that.
You can't blame this crap on me. That's a bum rap.
No, because actually, you know, right after that podcast, which was, I think, the last one you were on, I went out to, it was right after Christmas, and I went out to Game World. The problem is don't go out looking for used Xboxes right after Christmas. You ain't gonna find any. So I ended up getting a new one from Target. I did get the Target which seemed to be a
warranty.
Yeah.
And you got the Xbox 360 Elite, the new black one with the quieter fans and the cooler running.
Yeah, it makes no noise at all.
They're not that much quieter. The Elite is that's what I have.
What's the newest one that's like half the thickness of a conventional Xbox 360? Yeah. Okay. That's the one he got.
Yeah, that's not the Elite. That came after the Elite.
Yeah. I tell you what, it is sharp looking. I saw it this weekend, and I went, wow, that thing is half the size of both of my 360s.
It doesn't make any noise on it, and it's wireless all over the place. And
my wife and I bought one of those when we went out and got a Kinect, because we wanted to hook it up to the main TV because, you know, it's got the bigger screen and all that kind of stuff. And because where I play games with my Xbox is in a smaller, kind of like a second living room, and there wasn't enough room to really use the Kinect there. And I didn't want to give up my Xbox in case she really got into the Kinect games. you know, because you can play with the grandkids and stuff over the internet. So we went and got a separate 360. We got one of the brand new ones that you're talking about, right, with the Kinect. One of the two together type combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We set that up on the main TV. Yeah, and that, you're right, that is very, very quiet. But the Elite one that first came out that was black, I got that as a replacement for a white one that gave me the Red Ring of Death. And it was taking so long for Microsoft to get the white one back that I just went out and bought an Elite just to be able to play online with my sons. And waited for the white one to come back. Mm-hmm. And that one there is a little bit quieter, but not a whole lot more than the white one.
Hmm. Has it red ringed on you, or
not yet?
you're planning on it.
Supposedly these new ones are they shouldn't red ring. They said that
the newest ones shouldn't.
Yeah.
The problem that the original ones had was that the there was not enough cooling where some of the chips were, so the chips would overheat and would warp the circuit board, mm-hmm. which doesn't work good in computers. And the Elite had the same problem, just to a lesser degree. The newest ones, they seem to have changed some of the airflow, and you don't run into that as much so far.
Yeah, it seems like everything, almost all the surface area is some kind of heat vent.
Right. There's a vent everywhere in that thing. Yeah.
So, but I've been impressed with it. I've been doing Call of Duty and playing that. I haven't been on it for a while recently because I did run into a chunk of time where I was working lots and lots of overtime at work, so I got off of it for a while, but I need to get back on it before I lose some of my poor skills that I've
Yeah, I pretty much suck at that game too, but it's a blast to play.
Well, the problem I had is with it, and I did get the online. I paid the $50 for a year's subscription to the online service, and you can rent movies, and you can put Netflix on it also, and I think it's high def too for Netflix.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but depending on your internet connection,
right?
And it throttles down to your resolution to fit your bandwidth.
Right. So, I've been playing them. One of the problems I had with it, and why I kind of stopped when I was working. The thing is, I would always, like, my wife would go to bed, and I'd say, okay, well, maybe I'll play an hour of, you know, Call of Duty, you know, starting about 10 o'clock at night, you know. Next thing I know, it's like 3:30, and it's like, oh, one more ops mission.
Jesus, I gotta go to work. What am I doing here?
No. This would be a Friday night, but still, you know, I'd be heading up, hitting the bed, and my wife would be almost getting up, and she's an early riser, you know. So it's like, you know, hey, what's that coming? Oh, that's the sun coming up as I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
So, but
you could definitely burn a lot of time, you know, with the Xbox 360, especially online.
Yeah, I could imagine that. So,
well, even some of the solo games like Fallout 3 is really addictive. I played Fallout 3 New Vegas, and that I didn't find that quite as captivating or as fascinating as the original Fallout 3.
Right. I'm currently playing Dead Space 2. Yeah. Which I like horror sci-fi games myself. Hmm. And so basically, if it'll scare the crap out of you, make you jump out of your chair, I probably want to play it.
I've only been playing Call of Duty, although I do have a few other games to throw in there. And
I tried Fallout 3. That's kind of neat. That's a post-apocalyptic world, and all of Washington, D.C. is all destroyed, and you get to go visit a lot of the monuments and things to get various things you need to complete the objectives of the game. That's really kind of cool.
Yeah, I'll have to try that, because
there's a lot of puzzles you need to figure out along the way as well.
Okay, so... Because I've been playing Modern Warfare 2, which is an old game now, but
that's
still,
an awesome friggin' game.
I know, it's really cool. And one of the part is you're running around the suburbs of DC in Virginia, and I'm like, I know this area.
Exactly. I parked and right, like, here once.
I was like, damn, they got this down good. It was it was pretty realistic, you know, running through the neighborhoods and everything there. But and I saw previews. I guess Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is coming out this year.
And yeah, they say it won't suck like this last one.
Oh my God, the graphics on it were incredible. I got Black Ops, but I haven't played it yet.
Everyone I've talked to who Black Ops, when it was the original writers for the Call of Duty series, they all went like their own separate ways, and it was a different group of people, basically software writers who wrote the software and the script for Black Ops. Hmm. And everyone that I've talked to who's you know, Call of Duty and likes them all said it doesn't even come close to Modern Warfare 2.
Really?
And I was watching Game Media TV on the Roku, and they were saying the same thing. There's a major disappointment there. So with this next one, Modern Warfare 3, they're bringing back some of the old software writers and the script writers. Mm. So it has promise.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I think Black Ops, I think, put more emphasis on online play.
Yeah, okay. And that's the other thing that sucks too. You know, I don't online's fun and everything, but at the same time too, I liked when I could go ahead and customize my Barrett 50 and put the night vision scope and blah blah. You know, they made it more difficult to upgrade.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Hmm. Well, speaking, you mentioned something in there, Roku. And something that's new since the last time you were on, I think.
We picked up our Roku, and
you pretty much disconnected from the cable scene, right?
Nearly completely. I'll be honest with you, I don't even watch DirecTV. We've had the Roku for about a month, and there's so many channels that you can add to the Roku lineup that I have yet to actually really miss conventional TV, with the exception of the local news.
And I think I told you, if you put an antenna up, you probably can get that. You need to check to see if you got a digital tuner, and you do.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, my TV's only a year and a half old. I would imagine that it must have one built in.
Right.
My Def TV. So, but yeah, that's the only thing that I can say that I've missed not having is the local news, WMUR and so forth.
Right.
But everything else between Netflix, then they have Hulu Plus, then there's other channels called Crackle. There's another one. There's hundreds. There's 208 channels that come with the Roku.
Yeah, I've got one of those Roku boxes as well, and I really like it. I think it's pretty cool. I don't get the Hulu Plus on it because I'm a cheap SOB, but I really like it a lot. And well, the local channels I really can't get with an antenna, so I really have to have something else to reach out to those because I'm just so remote out here.
I've heard good out of all the set-top boxes that have come out, you know, including the new Apple TV and the Google box that they came out with, and some of the other ones. It seems like the one that everybody loves and works best is the Roku box.
It works awesome.
And it's quiet. They weren't really too loud when they came out. They said, we got this nice little cheap box. And they were one of the first ones out, I think, too. Just kind of modestly said, you can get this programming and this programming and this programming. And it just seems like, for the price of it, it's like $99, I think.
$79 now.
Okay, really?
Well, I guess there's three price points depending upon what you want to get.
Really?
Yeah, I got the middle one. Which I think is the one that Jazz was talking about for $79.
Wow. I think we paid, we paid $89 for it at Circuit City. Mm-hmm. And
where'd you find a Circuit City?
Was it Circuit City or was it what is in Circuit City? Was a, it's in Salem.
It wasn't Circuit City. It's only
online. No, they're done. They're all done, right. It's, it's not Twitter, not Tweeter, not
Facebook.
It was Best Buy, but we had to go all the way to Salem to find it. The local one that we shop at didn't have them. So I went online.
Lane Mall. They didn't.
Yeah,
have
they didn't have it. Went online and the missus said, hey, they do have them, but we have to go to Salem to go get it. So we called them and reserved one, and then drove out there and picked it up. And
that's a bigger Best Buy anyway. It's more fun playing in there.
I'm not allowed to play
that's
in
the
there.
That's the only big box store left. There's the CompUSA went away. Circuit City went away. It's like
CompUSA is still around, but they're doing more of an online ordering business now. Well, I guess they have a few storefronts here and there, but not much.
I think their stores are gone. Here's the dirty little secret that I found out. You remember Tiger Direct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Tiger Direct, as soon as CompUSA went out of business, they bought the rights to the name. As soon as Circuit City went out of business, they bought the rights to the name. So what you're basically seeing is when you get your email ads for those places, yeah, that's Tiger Direct.
They just, I might get some good buys from Tiger Direct,
yeah,
actually.
I mean, yeah, it's excellent. But
although
I
prefer Newegg as opposed to Tiger Direct. I think you get better.
Yeah, I think Newegg may be a different company, but Newegg, I think, used to be, when I lived down in Virginia, there was a store called Egghead Software, and I was wondering whether Newegg...
I remember those stores.
Yeah, it was all software stores, basically all software. And I always wondered whether Newegg was... The storefronts went out of business, and I was wondering whether they morphed into Newegg. I should check that out sometime. We should... consult the Book of Knowledge. No, I don't. I don't have that one from
Wikipedia.
Well, Google, basically. That's John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry always say, consult the Book of Knowledge, and they Google it, whatever. They don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. That might be because. Yeah, all that stuff is online now, and there's hardly any big box stores. Although, Barty, I you probably know this by now, but you do know that they after you moved away to New York, they opened an Apple store at the Pheasant Lane Mall.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So you don't have to go all the way to Salem anymore to find an Apple store.
Is it as big as a store in Salem?
Yes.
That was a pretty good sized store. I used to like going in there.
Yeah, it's about the same size. So,
yeah. So I guess MacEdge has left town. I guess they're only in Portsmouth now, right?
Yes, they used to be in Keene and they used to be in Nashua, and I think they're only left in Portsmouth.
Yeah. What is it? What's it called? MacEdge?
MacEdge. Yeah, that's actually where I bought my MacBook Pro.
It was a pretty neat store. Yeah, the salespeople in there were really pretty neat.
Yeah.
They were good people to work with. But I guess the people that managed it were more interested in using the profits for their own use as opposed to building their business.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
And there's a new store that opened up in Amherst. This is all New Hampshire talk for people that aren't from New Hampshire. and I forget the name of it now, but they are an Apple affiliation, and they've got the Apple logo in all their windows.
No kidding. In Amherst?
Yeah, in Amherst, down by the Lowe's.
I'll have to check that out next time I'm in there.
Yeah. So.
The next time you're around, you better stop in and say hi.
I don't even know where you are. But you know what's funny is I used to live over on Fox Street in Nashua.
Yeah, you know exactly where I'm at.
I do.
Yeah, we talked about it right up to it, including when they put the McDonald's in and the dumpster that used to sit back by the yard.
Yeah, we've actually talked about it at least three or four times.
Well, that was the child care center that was put in behind my house with the dumpster.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you go flying past my house to get to Milford, so... Because do you go down 101 to get to Milford?
Yeah, pretty much.
9 to 101?
Yeah, we come in on 7 across Vermont and go into Keene and hit 101.
Yep.
Yeah, you drive right past his house.
You drive right past.
Right by Peterborough and Mount Monadnock and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think of Barry when I drive by.
Yeah.
No, he's not too far from here. My wife doesn't care. He just wants to see her grandkids, you know.
Yeah, I
know. Scary guy. You know, if are my grandkids there, then, you know, it doesn't matter.
It's too much. Oh, jeez. Let's see. What else? The space shuttle in news is the last space shuttle launched.
Yeah,
last Friday.
Well, like you and I talked, they're not. It's not like they have anywhere to go. You know, they're just playing UPS for the space station. You know,
it has.
They bring new supplies and take out the trash. You know.
Yeah. And it's a bus. It brings people up to. But I mean, that's what it's decayed to. Basically.
Yeah, it had so much promise. It would have been nicer if they could have found a way to build like an intermediary point where they could have refueled and things and gone on to further destinations, but they never did.
Or work the ISS into a. Yeah, something where they could build other ships out in space.
Exactly. Because, you know, the whole big problem is trying to get the hell off the Earth.
Right.
You know, trying to fight the gravity. If you could solve that problem and just build it in space and just all you have to worry about is just moving it from where it's at to someplace else, you could solve a whole lot of your distance problems.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that what they were pushing for next was to... go back to the moon and try to build some habitation facilities on the moon, and you know, basically learn how to live on a distant planet that's maybe a bit hostile. And I think that was
the fearless world.
Yeah, but I think that would be an excellent learning. Idea to maybe move on to Mars and also we gotta figure out how to get there faster.
That's true. It would have been a handy intermediary point, you know, if you'd have launched from the moon at a point where it was like a certain distance between Earth and Mars,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to always trying to reach these places from Earth all the time.
Right.
You know. But as far as just going back and forth to the ISS, you might as well just paint it brown and put right UPS on the side, you know?
I think that's part of the plan, isn't it? They want it to privatize space.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I guess the next best thing now, if you want to get a ride to space, you either book it with the Russians or save up your money and buy a $200,000 ticket with Richard Branson.
Yep, right? Virgin Mobile.
Yep. He's got his second spaceship. It's about to be built.
Yeah,
he's already. It's funny because I saw a report where he's already gotten something. I can't remember the dollar amount, but it's some incredible amount of money he's already earned in upfront reservations. So you know, once he gets this ship made, he's going to be taking people into space for like 10 years. Wow. He's going to need a few more ships just to catch up.
Yeah, and they don't really. I mean, they barely go into space too. That's why
exactly.
You know, it's kind of more of a gimmicky thing. But hey, you got to start somewhere, right? I mean, that gives them the money to build other ships that can actually.
It beats bringing supplies and trash to and from the ISS.
Virgin Waste Disposal. you see a space shuttle with two hooks on the front of it, but hooking into the dumpsters and flipping it up backwards.
It's colored brown on the way out, and they turn it green with WM on the side to come back, right?
There you go.
You know, there was an old TV show that lasted maybe about 12 episodes. God, what was it called? It was back in
there. Were a lot of those, Barry.
Early 80s. The early 80s or something.
There's a list about this big.
But it was all about basically the spaceship was a giant trash spaceship. But it was what you described was pretty much what these guys did. They went around collecting trash.
Okay, let me ask you a question, and I got to ask. Yeah. What decade, 80s, 70s, 90s?
80s, I believe. Early
80s. What did they do with that trash?
I don't know. It was a takeoff on Star Trek and Star Wars. Both of those were fairly big at the time. So, and it was a half-hour comedy. And I don't. We're gonna have to again
research it into the book, to the good book.
Yes, the book of knowledge, and see That's if we it. Can find out. I can't believe, Quark? Was it Quark? Now you got me looking. Quark. No.
Well, gotta hate it when we make him research stuff.
Exactly. What's all these buttons for on this keyboard?
You haven't found it yet? Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. It's earlier.
The Book of Knowledge is
It was earlier than I thought. It was 1977.
Yeah. Holy shit, that's a huge jump.
And the show was The show was called Quark. Or Quark, or however you pronounce it.
Q-U-A-R-K?
Yep. And
wasn't that one of the guys from Star Trek yep. Next Generation?
No, it was from Deep Space Nine.
Oh.
Deep Space Nine.
I thought Quark was, what the hell was that alien race? It was really into
Ferengi. Bargaining. He's Pardon? Ferengi.
Yeah, there wasn't there one named Quark? It was over at the Las Vegas Hilton at the Star Trek Experience. They had a place called Quark's Bar.
Yeah, and that was in Deep Space Nine. So Star Trek.
No, that was from Star Trek Next Generation.
No, it's from Deep Space Nine.
The whole thing was Star Trek theme.
It was a Star Trek, but it was Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Quark had his own bar on a Deep Space Nine. I used to watch it, and he premiered on Next Generation. Then that he opened on Deep Space Nine, where he was a regular character in every episode.
I see. I get it. Okay.
Okay.
My wife is
a
Trekker.
I saw him on the Next Generation.
Well, this Quark.
My wife, she's yeah.
This Quark starred Richard Benjamin. And
well, that was the problem right there.
And it was created and written by Buck Henry. You know, one of the co-creators of Get Smart, and mm-hmm. also played the head of Chaos. The show was set on the United Galaxies Sanitation Patrol Cruiser, an interstellar garbage scale operating in the United Galaxies Space Station Perma 1 in the
also
year 2222. So, yes, and it lasted from May 7th, 1977 to April 1978. So, it was like... It was a summer refill, fill-in, which was kind of unusual back in 77.
But, during those years, I was pretty much spending all my time courting my wife.
77? Let's see,
Yeah.
I was in college, I think, yes. I think a sophomore in college back in 77.
I met her August 6th of 77, and that was pretty much, she became my whole life after that.
Wow.
It was funny because I went to her house every single day after I met her until her mother complained that I was coming over too much, so I came over every other day.
Well, you did modify it.
Yeah, she gave up after a while.
Oh, jeez. You weren't in the military then?
No, I didn't go into the military until after we'd been married and had our first child. I went in 79.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's when I all of a sudden realized that, oh, crap, I got to get serious. You know, just people relying on me now, you know, and it was just a single guy, you know, no matter what happened, it just didn't affect anybody but me. So, you know, it was like, who cares? You know, but when I had a wife and a child, I had to get more serious about life and to kind of learn a trade, you know.
Yeah. That's a funny way of doing that, marriage and children.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went in the military and worked on mainframes for a bunch of years. Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was a year before I went in. I went in 1980. That's when I went in. That's right, we talked about that. We passed each other and didn't know each other.
Yeah, we've been in similar places.
Yeah.
We probably even saw each other without even knowing it.
Right.
Particularly at Misawa.
Yeah. Because I spent some time over there, 3 years over in Misawa.
I was there for four.
So, yeah. Small world.
Anyone that's listened to the show from the beginning is probably saying, you know, these assholes have talked about this like, you know, 18 shows ago.
But not as much as that dumpster that was behind the daycare center in Nashville.
Exactly. Yeah,
I could deal with that. There were dirty diapers in there that.
Oh jeez,
that's gonna be something like one of those. What's that software you guys got on your iPhone? It's literally like a waypoint that you have to put on the map. Dumpster behind what's the name street in Nashua, full of dirty diapers. You know, so that way anybody who brings up a Google map, there it is, shows you the dumpster.
Yeah. That's right, in a big red spot. You know,
yeah, this is the
URM. On a hot summer day, you don't want to be anywhere around.
This is where the stench originated and it caused Barney to move to New York.
That's pretty much it, you know.
Oh man, jeez. Well, okay. One other topic that's on here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we had topics.
I never even opened Google Docs yet.
Well, and Josh actually got to see it yesterday. I finally got my Beretta 92A1.
Yes, you did.
That's got to be kind of fun to play with.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
I played with it in the kitchen.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we haven't gone. It hasn't been fired.
You can't go out in your backyard and shoot it?
I have local ordinances.
Oh, well. If you got to live out here.
She's about 5 foot two. She's about 5 foot two. And oh. and she has these set of ordinances of where weapons can be fired. And that means far, far away from the house. And not anywhere where it might disturb creatures.
Excuse me.
Because especially now, currently, we have a family of foxes that are living in the backwoods. We got Mama and Papa and two kits that are there. And
I see.
They'll move.
No, they won't. Because Grandma is feeding them.
Yeah, they definitely won't move.
So, or you can say Aunt Amory, I guess, you know, is going out and feeding them dog food.
Yes, I realize.
Yeah, so yeah, why move? Yeah, they sit there. I don't know whether foxes.
I watched them.
I don't know whether foxes normally would go after turkeys or not, but they sit there intermingled with each other eating food. We have a herd of, they started off as wild turkeys. They're now very close to being butterball turkeys that are in the backyard. And, you know, the kind that they used to be able to fly up to the low branches. Now they kind of struggle and go, flap a couple times. If they're lucky, they can make it up to the lowest branch.
So basically, you're describing the McDonald's effect on most societies.
Like the way he thinks.
My wife is a pure Italian, and they have one fault. If it's alive, you feed it.
I remember that from the old show. You used to talk about that. I thought that was pretty cool.
So yeah,
you need to get her on a show. She was fun to listen to.
Yeah, we'll have to get her up here now and then. She's busy done on Twitter now. She has discovered Twitter after a few years, and I think the last show we described, she has a blog called Political QRM, and she posts fairly regularly there. But she's found Twitter, so she does a lot of Twittering now.
Yeah, but it's more fun listening to her with her accent and everything.
She doesn't have an accent. You don't talk.
Okay. It's just fun listening to her then.
She does not have a New Jersey accent.
Oh, my God!
No, she doesn't sound like that.
I did not categorize the accent in any degree. It was interesting to listen to.
But, yeah.
Okie dokie.
We'll get her up
right up the middle there, Barney, right? Right up the middle of the road. I'm 100% maybe non-committal.
I have heard her get wound up on some issues, and I definitely don't want to be on the wrong side of Anne Marie.
I love fighting with her. I love her to death.
Oh, I've never had the pleasure of meeting her.
Yeah.
But I like listening to her get impassioned about topics. So I used to have her on the old show, and that was really, really entertaining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. She will. I try to keep most of the shows apolitical, and she is. Well, like I said last week, she makes Attila the Hun look like a liberal. I don't want to say she's too far to the right, but And she is definitely.
So it's safe to say you don't blame Republicans for anything in your house.
No. Well, as I say, I'm pretty much a libertarian, so I piss off both Democrats and
both,
Republicans.
Both, yep.
So you just say most of your comments will work.
But.
He doesn't want to touch that one, does he?
No, he's just glazed over that, like spreading smooth peanut butter over bread.
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna.
Yeah. We'll let that slide.
So anyway, back to the Beretta. What have you done with it other than clean it?
That's pretty much all I've done with it so far. Well, my shooting buddy, who's been very busy lately. At the other end, he goes, "Oh, let's just go out in the backyard and shoot." And I got to deal with the local ordinance. So.
The local ordinance, which is adorable, but she absolutely, you know what? Until you walk in the house and you got basically a Walter PPK. She's like, "Oh my God, let me hold it."
Well, she wants to go shooting, so we got to plan a time to go out and even if it's go down to Manchester and. And,
you know, there's the sand pits right in Jaffrey where you can go shooting, right?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, well, that's where I used to go.
Oh,
okay.
I don't even know.
Also, don't worry about that out here because, I live on a street with only four houses and I've got a big hill behind my house. So, I can just shoot anytime I want.
I don't have to worry about it here really either. My new back neighbor has a place.
Go shooting.
But, yeah. We'll find a place. I there's another neighbor down the road who owns a few acres, and he's got a full, basically, setup back there with a dune and everything else.
Yep, rifle range, right?
Yeah. So, but I can see my property's not really set up well. If the hill went the other way, it would probably be ideal, but I'd be shooting down the hill versus... If you shoot up the hill, you'd be shooting into the house.
So. Well, the way mine is set up is I've got a level area behind the house and then a pond, and then I've got a hill going up to some woods. Mm. So, we can shoot it into the hill all day long without bothering anything but the grass.
Yeah, that's not bad. So, but there's a local rod and gun club that I'm thinking about joining and go there. I think it's not too far away.
That's one thing that's good about living in a village of 650 people. You ain't got to join none of that crap.
Well, like I said, technically I don't have to here, but...
Right. Yeah. You can walk out back, point it in the direction of the woods, and hang a target somewhere on 2x4s pounded into the ground and go to town.
Yeah. 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 Won't work here.
Well, you get some sirens and you just, get to some of those, those air horns, just fire them off before you shoot, and the foxes will be gone. It'll all be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Try to keep it peaceful. After all,
sometimes, Barry.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta blow some shit up. It's just that simple, my friend.
Well, that's true.
You go out in the woods and you release some of that frustration and paper targets.
Yep. I agree. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, was that your phone?
Yeah, just a little what I call stress relief.
Oh, okay.
You know, the sounds of stress relief. Into the cheap microphone.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded like some little toy or something the first time. Yeah, we'll get out there. Josh and his phone.
Well, you want an alarm, so we send a couple of those off, and then you have a little rat-tat-tat.
Yeah. I got my shotgun, too. I haven't fired yet.
All right. You have that's a sacrilege. Really, it's time to break out the clack-a-lackas.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll go someplace that will provide peace at home.
You know what? Or you can just wait till she goes out shopping one day at 8:30 in the morning and ain't coming back till 10 o'clock at night. Break out the clack-a-lackas, a couple of cold sodas, and you know what? And some paper, hanging some targets out, and have a good old day.
There you go.
She would smell it when she got home. She would I smell gunpowder. You aren't shooting here, were you?
What smells like gunpowder? Gunpowder.
Oh, man. I'll have to talk to my back neighbor. He's a pretty nice guy. Maybe we can go shooting back there. So, well, guess what, guys? It's going on 73 minutes here.
It's time.
Okay.
So we should probably
call. Josh is falling asleep.
But no, it's. I have to apologize. It took me so long to get set up in the first place.
Yeah. We know.
But, yeah, well, the audience really can't see what we're talking about. Josh is rubbing his eyes and stuff, you know, like, yeah, it's about time to go.
Yeah.
No, I try to boot two kids off the internet, off of either computer, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's.
Yeah. Well, we understood. We started right on time at 7 o'clock. Josh, daylight savings time.
We waited for an hour and a half for Josh to show up.
Uh-oh. Did he disappear?
One of his kids must have really hit something on a video game.
Wow. Did he hit something, or did he just disappear? I wasn't looking at the video.
I didn't see him hit anything. He was just there reclining, and
he disappeared. What happened? See if he joins back up. Well, we should call it a night and a show. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And, oh, there he is. He's joining the hangout.
All right. So the first, that it's the very first, I got a message that said fatal error response, error code 15, and it dumped me right out.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's so you kind of all of a sudden you were gone. I thought I insulted you or something.
No.
You've done that before, what? And he hasn't left.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very thick-skinned. No, it just dumped out, and it said fatal server response, error code 15, and I went, wow, that's the first time we had an issue.
Well, it is beta, so well, we should report that to them so they can improve the.
Tweak it.
New Google Plus software. So, all right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening and send regards out to the men and women in uniform still overseas.
Absolutely.
Keeping us safe back home and, you know, doing the good thing. And we appreciate what you're doing out there, and hopefully we'll see you back home here real soon. So, with that, we do have a musical guest. His name is Catgut, which I found him a few years ago, and he put out some very weird songs, I thought.
What a name like Catgut? Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Now, this song is kind of weird, but it was catchy, so I decided we're going to play Catgut with The Fall. So from the southwest corner of New Hampshire. I'm Barry J. And
I'm Josh.
And I'm Barty.
And we'll see you hopefully next week, if not the week after that. So here's Catgut.
My mother told me she would hold me if I behaved. Some fathers teach their sons to shave, but mine never did. I hid the box of razor blades inside of a U.S. Army fort. My face contorted at the thoughts while my brothers got laid. I was the youngest of them all, I was the fall in every outing. My mark was shortest on the wall, my balls were small enough to spit.
Samson, speak! Good boy.